就是要奉主耶稣圣名，我们来查考啊，《传道书》。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we would like to study the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的作者称为 Koheleth， 也就是说传道人啊，传道者。
And the author of Ecclesiastes is his name is also called Koheleth, which means that he's the preacher.
他好像讲道人一样，要把人生现实跟人生价值啊来说得很透彻。
And he is like a preacher that would like to explain the value of a life.
那就是静观万物皆自得，你静静的观赏或体会你四周围的自然、社会、人生，你会有感悟的。
Which is that if you patiently observe your surroundings, then you will have a reflection.
你有所感触，有所领悟。
You will have an understanding.
那这种感触跟领悟的这个道理，就会变成你人生哲理或者人生指引的一个原则。
And this understanding and reflection will become a standard of your life.
那我们来看这个智慧者，这个传道人，他关照人生有什么样的启示
？And let's look at this preacher and his observance of life. What revelation did he receive?
好，其中你会看到的哈，就是一个突出的关键在。句子就是说捕风捉影。
And one passage that you will see is grasping for the wind.
或者是虚空。
Or vanity.
那这虚空成为本书的一个最重要屡次出现的一个中心的字眼。
In vanity, this word becomes the most, the word that appears the most in this whole book, in the center of the book.
这位传道人他观察描述一件他人生真相以后，他总会有这句话。
And after this preacher observes life and come to understanding, he will come to this world.
他会说这也是虚空，这也是捕风捉影。
He will say that this is also grasping for the wind.
而且在他的前言，就是说首这第一章的首句说到虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。
And this, the very first verse of the book is talks about vanity of vanities.
他用这种希伯来文的特殊表达法，就是用它的最高级或者其中的一部分，在强调它的最高的一个字眼。
And he used a special expression in Hebrew to express the utmost point of vanity.
那换句话说，虚空就是真相，就是不可。逃避的一个重要的一个字眼。
So would you say that vanity is a truth that cannot be avoided?
那这个字眼也就是描写他人生众书相的一个真字了。
And this word will become the center of his life.
那我们来看第一章。
And let's look at chapter one.
有时候你会注意看一下，就他描写一个景物以后。
And if you look at chapter 1, after he describes a particular scene,
那他有一个他自己的感触，自己的感想。
And he will describe about his feeling of it.
那这种感想或者他的发言就成为人间一个普世的道理和普世的真相。
And this description will become the teaching of the in this world.
换句话说，他所领悟到的，你经过他一提。一提示，那你会感触，也会同感。
And in other words, that his reflection after he explains it, you will feel the same way.
那我们来看他开头就说。
And let's look at in the beginning.
就说人间一切的劳碌，那这个劳碌变成我们人一个真正的，就是日间或者一生的操作，取劳。
And he talks about how the labor of man, which is the work that we do in our life.
那在日光下，也就是说，我们眼睛看着的太阳日落日升的这个白昼黑夜当中，我们一直在工作，一直在劳碌。
And it says under the sun, meaning that we see the sun sets and rise, and we work in this world.
那这是不可避免。
And this is something that cannot be avoided.
但是到头来，它会落空。
But at the end, this will be in vanity.
这个人落空，这个世代落空。可是有一个长存的，在人类面前的这个地面。
And this man will be in vain. This generation will be in vain. But there is this foreverlasting on earth.
古代人就认为这地面和地，大地是一个母亲。
And in ancient time, people believed that this earth is a mother.
其实它的字源也是这个意思。
And this word also means the same.
它是众生之母，它可以一直的生生不息，就比如说花草代谢以后再生长。
This earth is an everlasting earth that will grow, that plants will grow and continue to grow.
那在它表面有江河，有它的山岭，有它的地面等等。
And on the surface, there's rivers and there's mountains, there's hills and so forth.
那借着这个自然界，在这地面上或者地球周围的这样的现象。
And if you see the phenomenon of the natural phenomena over the earth,
那传道人在讲一件事。
And the preacher speak of one thing.
那也就是说，从来你会认到有一个永远长存的、永远在持续的一种回归，就是归回的一个动作。
That you will see this forever return of this action.
那研究神话的人就会说，这是一个永恒的回归。
And if you look at it, then this will be a kind of an everlasting return,
eternal return. 那这变成一个定型的，你看到事情是不是永远在这个周而复始，再回到原点。
Then you see that this becomes a cycle that things always return to its original.
那他就描写了。
And then he describes.
河川，这就是说河川汇入带着大海。
Says that the river will flow into the sea.
那太阳一照，就蒸汽又升上云端，再这样降下为雨露。
And when the sun shines upon it, it will evaporate into and become rain.
然后是江河往海流，跟着海的水上又蒸又下来。
And when the river flows into the sea evaporates, and then it would rain down again.
永远在这个周而复始的这样蒸发、落下、往下流、再往回升。
It will become a cycle that continues to be downwards, upwards, and continue to rain and evaporate.
不但天候如此。
This is not just the weather.
而且你可以看到鲑鱼，它们如果从淡水的河床、原生地到海流去。
And if you see that salmon, they go from the land into the sea.
然后呢，经过他们要抚育的时候，又回归，不是排除万难的这样回到原来地方。
And when they're about to give birth, then they return to their original place.
要是我们到西雅图看 Loch 这种一格一格的上升，要到原处地的话，你这个了解这个道理。
And if we go into if we're in Seattle, and we see a Loch, then we will understand this theory.
所以这样的去而回，上而下，这样的永恒的一个典型。
And then you see that the cycle of go and return and up and down.
纵然不是本身，那就是他同宗同类的一代一代的相传。
And then although it's not themselves, but it will pass on from generation to generation.
那你可以看到，所以传道人就说，以前有的事，以后会再有。
Then you can see that the preacher says that what happened previously will happen again.
已经做了的这个作为以后会再出现。
What we did already will be done again in the future.
的确，天下并无新的事。
And that there is nothing new in this world.
所以说我们就知道这是真实，这个实存。
And so we know that this is a reality.
但是有一个比较悲伤的事。
It's something that is tragic.
也是无可避免的。
That's unavoidable.
有时候你想不透的。
Something that we cannot understand.
有时候想来也是有点荒谬，有点反讽的。
Something that becomes an irony, or it's very absurd.
这是不可避免的。
That this is unavoidable.
就变成这个字眼，这些观念就变成就是虚空。
And so this concept becomes a vanity.
他说以前有的，以后会再有。
So what happened in the past will happen again.
后来人虽然会想到。
And the people in the future will think about again.
但马上会遗忘。
But they will forget right away.
以前的人他们的事功名业他们也没有办法再继承下来。
And the previous work, the previous experience will not be able to pass on.
因为他本身已经被忘。
Because they are forgotten.
他的功业名望这些他一直被人家这样传着。
But this, their fame has, and their labor has been passed on.
已经不是他本人了，不那个世代了。
But this is not their generation anymore.
所以这是人生。
So this is life.
所以这传道人在第一章就开始。
So this preacher started in chapter 1.
他需要调查研究。
that he needs to study and examine.
也就是本书所突出的，他要寻求，他要探索。
Which is that he wants to study what is about this world.
那也就是说，你要追究为什么是这样子的。
Which is to like that you need to pursue for the understanding.
因此，他就得坐定下来，但是静观他周围四周的事。
So therefore, he needs to sit down and try to understand his surroundings.
所以你请看十二节。
So let's please read verse 12.
借着以色列王所罗门啊，他那口气，他就说：“我要专心用智慧来寻求天下人间的事情。”
So that through King Solomon, that he said that he would like to use his wisdom to understand all things of the world.
所以一章十二节到十八节就表示他有意来寻求这个真相。
So from chapter 1, verse 12 to 18, he says that he is willing to understand the truth of the world.
首先他感触到的就是人生是担着一个极重的一个劳苦跟担子。
First, he felt that the life is filled with labor and toil.
但是他的重担到头来也是落空。
But his burden at the end is also in vain.
从前我们提过一个叫 Sisyphus 的希腊一个人，希腊一个半神半人的人。
And in the past, we talk about Sisyphus, which is half God, half man.
他是一个 Titan， 是一个巨人的样子。
He is a Titan.
那他被天神来处罚说，你要把这个大石头往山顶上这样的推滚上去。
He was punished by the gods that he need to push this great stone up into the mountain.
从日出的时候，他就用鼎力的这样子上推。
So starting from sunrise, he started to push the stone.
往前往上，他这样的流着汗，顶着力，这样的力着推上。
And he started to push this forward and sweatingly and still pushing it.
那他所命定就说，你要把石头安置在这山顶的。这个平顶上。
And his task was that he need to push the stone all the way to the top of the mountain.
可是当他推到山顶平快的地方的时候，
But when he pushed this stone to the flat surface on the mountain,
没有想到那个地方太狭窄，而且不平坦。
He did not know that this surface is too narrow and it's not flat.
所以石头又就从往上那推上去的时候又滚下了。
So the stone begins to roll down again.
那这块许多大石头，他明天又得这样子推。
And the next day he will have to push this rock again.
然后可是呢，也照样的又滚落下。
But again the stone rolled down again.
他说在生的一这个年限里头，他一直的这样做操作着。
And throughout his whole life, he repeated this process.
就成为很重的担子。
This become a really heavy burden for him.
也就是他所需要担负的这个责任了。
Which is all, which is also his duty and his responsibility.
所以当你看到我们有一个 Atlas 这个一个人也是太希腊的，他推着把整个地球扛在肩上的时候。
So when you see this Atlas, this man carrying this rock on his shoulder,
他也就在说，这个人也是在担当着世界万物的这个重担。
He's saying that this person is also carrying the burden of this world.
虽然我们没有力气来顶着整个全世界的地球。
Although we do not have the strength to carry the weight of the world,
可是我们每天的操作，每天的愁烦，不是好像万事物，或是万物这么繁多杂乱吗？
But isn't our concerns and our worries as same as the greatness of it?
这就是人间的这个愁苦劳苦。
So this is the labor of the world.
等到你气一断，
when you lose your last breath,
你会觉得是万事空。
Then you will believe that all is vanity.
本身你就不知觉。
And you won't feel a thing.
那不久以后你会像诗篇八十八篇所讲的，你会埋在下坑的这个冰冷的这个坟墓里头。
But soon afterwards, you will be like Psalm 88, where it talks about you will be buried in a cold tomb.
你再没有办法像人间一样的操作。
You will no longer be able to work in this world.
或崇拜。
You will no longer be able to worship.
那时候人也许暂时的知道你来追上一下子。
And men might be momentarily remembered to remember you.
可是不久以后，
but soon after,
那个坟墓就长出这个杂草。
Then the tomb will grow weed.
那从前纪念过短暂时间的人也不见了。
And those people that remember you momentarily will forget.
二代三代以后，只有墓碑跟名字。
Then after second to third generation, you will only have a tomb and a name.
过路的人，甚至他自己的家属后代也不知道这个是什么意思了。
People who pass by, even their family members, do not know what does this mean.
啊，这只知道是个墓碑，有一个人在这里，他从来不认识。
Oh, they know that there is a name here, and they do not know of this person.
而且是这个被遗忘的人，跟他毫无相关。
And that this person that has been forgotten has nothing to do with them.
我在飞机场附近。看过就我们亲属或是我们族内的亲属的坟墓。
And I was at next to a tomb of one of our relatives next to Inglewood.
其实它已经长了杂草。
And you see that there's a grass everywhere.
偶然有人去除草去整修。
And sometimes there will be people there to clean the grass.
可是去的人已经忘记这个人的真相在真面目是什么。
But the people that go there already forgot what this person looked like.
他是谁？
Who is he?
做过什么？
What did the person do?
没有人在纪念了。
Nobody remember anymore.
以后我们的个人。
And in the future for ourselves.
岂不是也这样子？
Will this not happen to us as well?
不会流过两代三代。
It will not pass to the second or third generation.
所以比较明智的就是宁可你不要墓碑了，也不要有墓地了。
And so the wise ones, they feel like they don't need a tomb.
只要把这个骨灰撒着就不见就好了。
They feel like all they need to do is scatter the ashes and to disappear.
中国不是有一个很大伟大的人，他没有坟墓吗？
Isn't there a great person in China without a tomb?
他没有家产。
He has no inheritance.
没有子孙。
He has no descendants.
可是他一生为家国来努力，没有自己。
But his life, he labored for his country.
你查查历史就知道这个人是谁。
If you study the history, you'll know who this person is.
这个人就有点大彻大悟，知道人生你再怎么埋葬，最多是在把那个灵骨塔这样放一个位置而已。
Then this person understands that no matter how you bury a person, at the end it will just be a place.
因为你再怎么奔走。
Because no matter how much you work,
好像童话故事里头一个人说，你尽量走，走到的地方都归属你的。
It will just be like a fairy tale, which says that you can walk and wherever you walk will be yours.
可是到最后，他还是舍不得说，他虽然日落以前他回到要回到原点。
But at the end, even though he needs to return to his original spot at before sunset,
可是他说，我再跑，再跑，再多一点。
And he said that I will run more.
就等到太阳平息的时候，他知道已经要赶快回头了。
But before the sun sets, he knew that he must return.
等到他回头，他的气喘如牛的，这样子九牛二虎的力量跑到原地。
And when he returned, and he's breathing really hard.
太阳刚好下山。
And the sun just happens to set.
他这时候也就趴下来换了气。
And at this time, he collapsed and he loses. He's dead.
审判官就说他能得到的就三乘六方尺的这个埋葬的地方而已。
And the judge said that you can only you can only receive this 3x6 place to bury.
他一生或他这一天不代表他的一生所要奔跑经营努力来寻找的。或努力获得的，竟然是这个一个坟地，他被埋葬的地方。
And what he worked so hard in his life just happens to be this 3x6 feet place for him to be buried.
所以传道人就想，那个劳苦这种虚空，那有什么答案
？So the preacher then think this labor and this vanity, what is the answer?
所以他调查研究的对象就往人间大家所追求的。
So he begins to study what men pursue in this world.
第一个，人家为什么寻找欢乐？
First is why do people seek for joy?
为什么你要幸福？
Why do people seek for
happiness?
For happiness.
Felicity. 那就说为什么中国俗语有说这个人望幸福，树望春这个俗语呢？
And this is why in Chinese proverbs they say that people will seek for happiness.
那树就望着太阳。就是春天赶快到。
And tree will seek for the sun so that the spring can arrive.
可以变成这个大地一片生机。
So that this world will be filled with life.
不再有这寒冬的萧条。
So it will not be, we want to have this low winter.
同样道理，人也望着幸福。
And for the same concept, people will also seek for happiness.
就是人生的一个普遍的诉求了。
And this is what people will seek for.
所以在这人生普遍诉求当中，我们要找为什么人要找这个欢乐、这个幸福。
So, and when, so we need to study why do people try to seek for happiness and joy.
那就是说人为什么找往这个善处好处走。
And this is, and we need to study why do people want to go towards a better place.
所以第二章这个传道人就开始了。好，我试看看，来调查看看。
So in chapter 2, then this preacher says that, okay, I will now try to study this.
那就是从喜乐来试试。
So he started from joy.
从享福来看看。
He started to enjoy the moment.
那他就在首先得到了一个这样子很积极的印象，说这也是虚空的。
Then right away he came to understanding that this is also vanity.
你看，难道有一个人终日在欢笑吗
？He says that is there anybody that is joyful for the whole day?
他整天在宴席快乐吗
？Is anybody that is constantly happiness throughout the day?
你到头来也是会有这虚空。
At the end, you will also be in vanity.
所以他说这样的查究，那我要让我自己不落空，那我怎么办
？So he says that if I want to study, but I do not want to study in vain, what should I do?
所以他就需要找寻求通往幸福、喜欢喜和喜乐的这个道路。
So he wants to seek for a path that will lead him to happiness and joy.
来满足他心里所诉求的。
So he can fulfill what he desires in his heart.
所以他就列举他以下所做的事。
So he starts to list what he will do.
用酒来让肉体舒畅。
He started with using wine for his flesh.
可是你看传道书三十一章，这个箴言三十一章就说。
But if you look at Proverbs chapter 31,
它看起来好像引诱你有这种红色的颜色。
And the wine maybe has this color of red that trying to lure you.
那个米酒或甘酒，让你当美酒，让你甘醇的感觉。
And has this a great taste in your mouth.
那倒是到头来，它让毒蝎，那好像毒蝎一样的在咬你。
But at the end, it is like a poisonous insect trying to bite you.
然后呢，你就会酒后的乱性。
And at the end, after you drink, you will be drunk and you will
你就昏迷。
And you will faint.
就伤身。
And this will be bad for your body.
甚至会瞎眼和肝的毛病出来。
Even to the point that you will be blind and you will have liver problems.
所以说这酒有用吗
？So is this wine good for you?
那他就说我不要往这个愚昧去。
And he says that he will not follow this foolish way.
也许就一滴而已，不能说一瓶儿，或是在醉酒那种酗酒。
Maybe it's just a drop and it is not a whole bottle.
但是余生无处的。
But it does not benefit you.
那他就说，那我要建筑，我动工。
So then he said that, okay, fine, I will start developing.
所以你就看到所罗门在列王记他所做的工程了。
So you see all the constructions that King Solomon did in the Book of Kings.
当然，为了拜神，他用七年的功夫来建造圣殿。
So in order to worship God, he used 7 years to build the temple.
可是他造了很多的这种官邸或者是那个宫殿。
But he also built many palaces.
他耗费了国家的资财。
He used many of his nation's resources.
让他这个耶路撒冷看来很宏伟。
So that this city of Jerusalem can seem marvelous.
可是他到头来也觉得，我手所经营的也是捕风，也是捉影。
But at the end, he still believed that what he did was in vanity and grasping for the wind.
我自己来说，对我来讲没有益处的。
And to him, he believed that this is not edifying.
所以他说，我要试第三样看看。
So he said that, oh, fine, I will try the third thing.
所以他就试验人所谓的这个智者或者愚昧人，他到底有什么分别，有什么不同的下场。
Then he tried to understand what is the difference between a wise and a foolish.
所以他就找出他们的区别。
So he tried to find their differences.
他就说，智慧的人跟愚昧的人其实也是相等的。
Then he came to a conclusion that wise and foolish is the same.
就好像富有的人跟贫穷人应该到头来是相等的。
Just like the rich and the poor, at the end they will be the same.
可是你看他们怎么样的经营。
But if you look how they manage themselves,
以智慧人所遭遇到的
what the rich encounter,
那个愚蠢的人、愚昧的人、愚蒙的人和愚顽的人照样会遇到。
It will be the same for the foolish.
那到头来，你看他们有两个结果。
And at the end, you see that they have two different endings.
一个就是他们这两者都会被遗忘了，被丢就忘记了。
One conclusion is that both of them will be forgotten.
更可怕的真相。
But a more terrible truth
就是死亡。
It is death.
所以智者跟愚者一样的要死。
It is that the foolish and the wise will all have to die.
所以他就说，这些也是虚空，日光下所做的事都是烦恼。
So he said that this is also vanity, that what you do under the sun is just a burden.
啊，所以这烦恼 vexation 就跑出来啊，困惑，这种忧伤、烦恼、重担想不通。
And this worry, this vexation, all then comes to life.
啊，所以你看他只追求第三项。
So therefore, you see that he pursues for this third thing.
那第四项他再找一次。
Then he starts to pursue for the fourth thing.
那也就是说劳碌这本身的真相是什么。
Then he tries to understand the truth behind the labor. And toil.
啊，那这个就是说劳碌也是智慧人也要去劳碌。
He says that even the wise needs to toil.
要去工作要经营。
They need to work, they need to manage.
那愚蠢的人除非他没有灵性了。他有这种明智的话，他也会去做一下。
And the foolish, if they also have some knowledge, they will also do the same.
那他们所做的
，and what they do，
所得的，最主要他们手中所得的
，and most importantly, what they receive，
就会分散，就会被他人转用去。
This will be scattered and be taken by others.
就好像我们所拿的这个钞票一样。
Just like this currency that we hold in our hand.
这个流通的越多，这个经济就越繁荣，这市场就越兴旺。
And the more the currency travels, then you see that the economy will be better.
可是当你手握到这一束钞票的时候，它最到头来会转用到别人去了。
But even though you hold this cash in your hand, at the end it will be passed on to another person.
换句话说，失散，被转用。
In other words, this is scattered and used by others.
看来这也是虚空，也是捕风捉影的。
And it seems like this is also vanity, grasping for the wind.
那所以从这个劳碌取劳、工作经营，你找到一个字眼。
And so from this labor, this toil, and this management, we find one word.
就是中国话所说的作业的业。
Which is the Chinese
action.
A Chinese word that says action.
哈，那或者是说那个印度教或者佛那个佛家会说 karma, K-A-R-M-A, karma.
In Hinduism, it says this is called karma.
哈，换句话说，你的 desire, 你的欲望。
In other words, your desire.
你要这个，要那个。
You want this and you want that.
你就会努力去经营，努力去追求。
You will work hard to pursue for it.
结果你也许不能全部，或者是你得到一部分。
At the end, you might not be able to receive everything, just partial of it.
那叫做得了，所得，获得的得了。
And then this is that you receive.
那有这个业，就有这个念，因为你要担任它所得的一个结果。你有 action 就有它的意思跟它的 consequence。
Oh, so if you have an action, then therefore there will be consequences.
那你就说在你的自己作业作念，但是在循环着。
Therefore, what you do is what you will receive, and this will become a cycle.
可是到头来又被分散、被转用，别人又一样的操作，一样的这样的结果。
But at the end, it will be passed on to others, and others will do the same.
这岂不是虚空吗
？Is this not vanity?
你要捉风，要捕蝇，捕蝇做得到吗？
You are grasping for the wind, but can you do so?
所以这样看起来，欢乐和幸福，欢乐幸福。
So if we look at joy and happiness,
或者说要分出智跟愚的两个差别。
Or if you want to separate between wise or foolish,
那你要真的要再找人的劳碌取劳跟这个工作这个业。
And you want to seek for it that the man's labor and toil.
他说都称为劳苦愁烦。
He said that this is all considered worry and
puzzlement
and a puzzle to him.
Perplexity and bedazzlement 或者其他的所谓的一切都是有点劳苦担重担。愁烦劳苦。
Says this is filled with worries and burden.
所以说他观察人生这样子。
So this is his understanding by studying life.
所以有人就说干脆就不要追求，不要找答案。
So some people might think that they will just not pursue and just seek for the answer.
顺其自然就好。
He will just let it come naturally.
所以历代以来，像中国的魏晋南北朝就有回归自然，回到山林，回到自然去。
So you see that in Chinese history, then there is the kingdom that returns to a natural.
很多的高士隐士，他们就这样子，不跟这些人间一样。
That a lot of these people with high power, they will not fight for things of the world.
到头来，他们就是极静的归回到山上的一个土种去而已，也是落空。
And at the end, they will just return to nature, but this is also vanity.
So these monks, hermits,
and so these hermits,
high-minded hermits, they also with other wisdom,
So they, like the wise, are also forgotten and have nothing.
So when we talk about this,
so what conclusion did he have from his studies?
所以他一直强调, 你看, 1章14节, 跟17节,
so he kept emphasizing from chapter 1 of verse 14
and 17.
And 17.
就说这是捕风,
that this is grasping for the wind.
这个就是极重的劳苦,
that this is heavy burden.
这所做的一切事都虚空,
that everything is in vanity.
啊, 那再看第二章,
if we look at chapter 2,
说谁知道这一切都是虚空, 都是捕风,
it says that who would have known that this is all in vanity?
毫无益处,
that this is not beneficial.
啊, 再看第二章的17节,
if we look at chapter 2, verse 17,
他说我所以恨恶生命, 因为在日光之下所行的事, 我都以为烦恼的虚空, 都是捕风。
It says that I hated life because the work that has done under the sun is all distressing, and this is all vanity.
既然如此,
and if this is the way,
你好像就会坠入到这个虚无主义者,
it seems like you will fall
into the nihilism.
Into naivism.
啊, 意思就是说一切都是虚空的,
meaning that everything is in vanity.
啊, 都没有用,
that nothing is useful.
啊, 这个是很极端的一个悲观的思想,
and this is a very pessimistic ideologist.
啊, 那另外一种人就干脆叫 carpe diem, 去做那个 seize the day, 去秉烛夜游, 这就是有酒, 但有, 就现在有酒就现在在那来欢乐, 来醉酒。
And on the other hand, there's a kind of person that would like to seize the moment and do whatever they can at the moment.
啊, 这个我们叫 hedonism.
And we call this a hedonism.
叫纵欲主义者,
that they will like to see the moment.
这个都是太极端了,
and this is very extreme.
所以中间就有人说, 那我们来像这使徒行传17章所说的, 有两种人。
And so there's people in between that's like Acts chapter 17.
啊, 有一种人叫 stoic, 叫做 stoia.
And there's a group of people that's called Stoic.
Stoicism 意思说坚忍恒忍的人,
means that they are of persistence.
他意思说在苦难在重担他还以坚忍的心他什么样的持守他就这样的坚持下去.
This means that no matter how difficult the situation is, they will persevere and follow through.
那这个Stoic外, 另外一个中间的人又叫是Epicureanism, 意思说伊皮丘尼派。
And on the other, and the other group, if that falls in between, is
Epicureanism. 啊，就是这伊皮丘鲁派哈。 那意思就是他们就说也是这样子，能够来中立一下可以， 但是我们要节制。
But this group of people believe that yes, we can enjoy the moment, but we also need to be watchful.
啊，就要有规范。
So we need to have a standard.
所以他这种人就避免这个快乐主义者、这纵欲主义者的无端无度。
So this kind of people would like to avoid from the people that would like to seize the moment.
Without the limit. 那这种人就stoic的话，就不会像这种讲虚无主义的这空洞无有无作为。
And this group of people that's stoic, they will not live in emptiness.
所以我们应该找着做这个stoic。
So we should be like the Stoic.
因为这Stoic里头，他的心胸会比较宽广，会有坚持。
Because this kind of people has a perseverance and will like have a broader mind.
所以用英文说的Stoic magnitude 跟 Stoic endurance 这是很重要，对人生你就会找到一些答案了。
And if we talk about a Stoic
magnitude.
Stoic magnitude, then we will find the answer.
因为你会看到，不是这样子而已。
Because we will see that this is not it.
人生众生众殊像如此, 但你应该找到你认为他们虚空他们是无望吗?
But even though this is life, but you should still seek for it.
你有待去认知, 所以人要去认知, 就是 cognitive power, 去有这个能力去认识, 去追求。
So men should have this cognitive power that to try to seek for it.
那为什么, 为何有虚空?
So why is there vanity?
啊, 再来, 你找到第三章所说的答案了。
So therefore, in chapter 3, we will find the answer.
那也就是刚才虚空捕风捉影的一个不可避免的一种叫做规律或电律或者韵律，那样子在人生自然社会里头。
Which is a phenomenon that exists between when always infinity or grasping for the wind.
你假定认定哦，或者说真的是坦然的面对这个所谓第三章所说的这种定律。或者规律，或者是韵律的话。
If we believe in this chapter 3 that talks about this rule,
那你就不会以你看到所说的这些虚，就是虚空的捕风捉影的愁烦的事，不再是如此了。
Then you will not worry about these things that are in vanity or grasping for the wind.
啊，所以说你看第三章。
So if we look at chapter 3,
它是用两端对立的或者相随着的，有这个就有那个，有这个就有那个，这样的一个定律来描写。
It uses two sides to compare from one another.
有时候我们叫 polarity.
Sometimes we call this polarity.
是两端嘛，可以一个不是这个就可以对着看。
And because there are two sides that faces each other.
有时候我们说这个 contrary 是一个对立的、对抗性的两边。
And sometimes we call these contraries.
啊，有时候我们看到 opposites， 就刚才说的两端的 opposites。所以你用 contraries 跟 opposites 这样的对立来描写人生真相。
So then we will use a contrary and opposite to describe the truth of life.
那你要是用英文来讲的话
，If we speak this in
English， 你要把它两者放在一起，你能够顿悟，你了解它们可以存在。可以调和的时候。
And if we place these two things side by side, we can allow it to coexist.
那你就用 unify， 就用 opposites， 你就把它两个对立可以统一一下。
And therefore, we can unify these two sides.
所以叫 unity or opposites， 一定要用 unify 这个字，不可以用别的字。
Therefore, we must use the word unity so that we can unify.
你假定两个是对抗性的，在生死这样的善恶对抗性的话。
And because if the two sides are against each other,
那这个你需要用 reconciliation, reconcile, then, 那就是让协调，要调和。
Then this, we will need to use a reconciliation to reconcile to two sides.
所以 reconciliation of contraries, and unity of opposites, 变成你要观察这个万物的众相。
Therefore, a reconciliation of the contraries and unity of
opposites
is something that we must follow.
所以想一想，那智慧者给你看第三章，你真的观察到吗？
So therefore, the preacher talks about in chapter 3, can you truly witness this?
他说，你看，天下凡事都有定期，万物都有定期。
It says that everything there is a season and there's a time for every purpose.
我们英文叫做 determinism， 就说预定的，有一个就是预定的或者命定的一样的一个典型在那里。
And we call this determinism, where there's a specific rule that this will happen.
我们中国的24个节令不是很清楚吗？
And are we not very familiar with the 24 seasons in the Chinese?
应该立冬的时候，冬天就到了，冬就是开始这样，经过秋分有的立冬了。
And when there's early winter, then the winter will arrive.
你就有下就小雪跟大雪。
Then there is a snow, small snows and big snow.
然后呢，到12月23号，一定是冬至那个 winter solstice.
And on December 22nd, there will be a winter solstice.
那天晚上是夜最长，昼最短。
And at that day, the night will be the longest.
那再经过这样的日月长，这样夜就是夜越短，这样的一直下往春天走。
And from there, the day will be longer, and the night will grow shorter.
你到了三月的23号左右，一定一个春分。
And on March 22nd, the spring will arrive. The fall will arrive.
我们叫做 spring equinox.
And we call this a spring equinox.
Equal, 就是春白天跟黑夜一样的长的。
This means that the day and the night is the same.
Equinox, equinox.
And we call this equinox.
然后呢，慢慢的下，然后又到秋天、冬天，再回头春夏秋冬。
Then from there, there is the summer, the fall, and the winter, and this cycle repeats itself.
这叫做节令的定时。
And this is the rule of the seasons.
所以你会看到，春雷打的时候，虫都动了。
Then therefore you see that when the thunder hits and the insects will move.
Okay. 那好的意思是那这个是你看到的万就是就是定时。
So this is the season, the rules that we see.
那有定期。
Then there is the time.
比如说我们说不说应该变成婴孩 infant, 变成 toddler, 变成就是那个年轻那个青少年。
For example, is the time that we are supposed to be an infant, a toddler, or a teenager.
或者是到了 teens and twins, 然后一直到三四十五十六十。
Or in your 20s, 30s to the 40s and 50s.
你不愿意也得经过这个历程。
Even if you're not willing, you still have to go through this process.
所以你看到老人家都叫银发族，都头发变银色了。
And that's why you see that the elderly, their hair are gray.
因为这是自然。
Because this is a natural phenomenon.
这也是正常。
And this is normal.
所以说这个正常跟自然就变成你看到一个定制，都有一个命定的、预定的，或者规定的。
So then you see that there's a rule to this natural and this normal phenomenon.
所以你看到，你看，请说了，生有时，死有时。
So that's why here we see that there's a time to born, time to die.
这个栽种跟这个拔出有时。
There's time to plant and time to pluck.
战争杀戮或者是医治有时。
There's time for war. There's time for healing.
那拆毁建造。
There's time for destroy and build.
欢笑 and 哀哭。
Time for happiness and sorrow.
欢聚离散。
Time for gathering and depart.
生离死别。
That there is time for death and life.
这是你不可避免的。
This is something that is unavoidable.
所以你说找到这些里面未尝就说的确如此，的确如此。
So if we are able to find these things, and we will understand that this is the way.
这也是捕风，这也是捉影。
And that this is also grasping for the wind.
你没有办法改变。
Something that you cannot change.
所以这也是愁烦。
So this is also a worry.
这也是重担。
This is also a burden.
这也是虚空。
This is also vanity.
所以虚空到这时候，我们念了这么多句子。
So at the end, the many passages that we just read.
你可以说这个虚空可以说是一个，这是真实，这也是真的如此啊。
You can see that vanity. This is the truth.
Truly.
This is truly the way.
这本来就是这样子的。
And this is originally.
第二个，这个虚空可以表示说，这个是无可避免的，这终究会来临到的了。
And you can understand that vanity is inevitable.
Eventuality, inevitability. 那第三个。
And the third thing.
这个虚空或这样的古风，这样的这个字眼是没有办法了解，为什么这样子？
And that this word vanity is we cannot understand why is it?
你猜不透，想不通。
You cannot understand, or and you cannot
perceive it.
Perceive it.
但是你也就知道它在这里，也是虚空的。
But you know that it is here.
那再来虚，这也是虚空。
And you know that this is vanity.
你没有办法帮助它，没有办法增，没有办法减。
You cannot help it. You cannot increase or decrease.
这个就是你认为它有一个没有办法解的。你猜不透的一个谜了。
This is some like a puzzle that you cannot solve.
我们英文叫 enigmatic， 一个 riddle 一样的。
And this is like a riddle.
你想不通。
That you cannot solve it.
所以说你怎么办
？So what can you do？
所以说他到了三章十二节，为了解这刚才所说的这些谜啊，这些无可避免的一些想不透的事。
So at chapter 3 verse 12 it talks about these puzzles that cannot be solved.
那你就看。
So let's look at this verse.
请看十七节一下。
Please refer to verse 17. 其实应该从
十五节一直看下去。
Let's start from verse 15.
母胎是哇哇坐地，在赤身而归污辱到浑土。
That we came into this world and we will return to will return without anything.
拉丁字的 TR 的土地的地哈。
If we look at the Latin word of land,
that the earth soil.
Also, if we look at the
地中海的地也是这个地哈 ，Mediterranean, Mediterranean.
If we look at Mediterranean, that there's also this word soil inside.
Terra 这个字，其实我们入土也是 inter 这个字。
If we enter, it also has this TE in it.
就是说我们要入土被埋葬。
Meaning that we are about to enter and be buried.
哇哇坐地， 到入土。
So from your birth to being buried.
你劳碌得在这一生劳碌得来的。
All the things that you labor in this world.
那你去了也没有办法带去。
But once you leave this world, you cannot bring it with you.
这也是虚空。
This is also vanity.
也是如此。
This is also the way.
因此呢，他就讲出，我们现在注意看，他请看这个十八节。
So now let's look at verse 18.
就说人在神所赐一生日子吃喝，要享受日光下得来的好处。
That
就十八节，三章十，五章十八节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 18. It talks about
人要享受他已经有的东西。
That men would like to enjoy what they have already.
这是你要把握现今的。
That you need to seize the moment.
你的事业。
That your wealth.
你的家庭。
That your family.
你所周边手边所有的。
That what you have with you.
神给你，你要就真的把握它。
That what God gave you, you need to take hold of it.
这是你的份儿，这是你的 portion.
Because this is your portion.
那再看三章。
And now let's look at verse chapter 3.
那就说他把这些定律讲完以后。
That after the preacher talks about these rules.
你要想到神这边的事，你假如没有想到神，就没有答案。
Then you need to think about God, because if you do not, then you won't have the answer.
因为神就预定我们在生就要劳苦，要劳碌。
Because God has arranged us that when we are born here, we will toil.
我们要受操验，操练要试验。
That we will be tested.
让看出你是不是有智慧来了解神的经纶的作为。
So that we can be determined if we have the wisdom to understand God.
所以这一点最重要。
So this is the most important thing.
就是说，假定你那浑浑噩噩的、庸庸碌碌的、无所事事的过一生。
That if you live your life without doing a single thing,
那你人生真的虚空，真的捕风捉影，真的毫无益处。
Then your life will be truly in vanity, that there is not without any benefit.
但是你会看到神的作为。
But if you see the work of God,
这十一节的一个关键的。
Then you can see that in verse 11,
第一个是神的创造。
One is the work of God.
神的预定美好。
That the God's wonderful arrangement.
神要栽植这个永生在你的心里，说原来在这个转换、这种流变或不定转暂的时间里头，有一个永恒，有一个神。
That God will place this eternity inside you, so that no matter what changes, there will be this eternity inside you. 所以
神是应该是永恒回归的最终终极终点。
So God should be this end, this goal that everything shall return to.
所以假定这样的话，你真的是了解人生。
So if this is the way, then you truly understand life.
你会排除刚才所说的不可避免，真的想不通，或者是苦难，或者是真的是一个反讽的一个存在。
You will eliminate all those things that we talk about where we cannot solve and we cannot that everything is vanity.
那说了这么多。
So we speak of many these things.
这个智慧人给一个很肯定的答案。
That this wise man gave a very firm answer.
请看十二章全章描写人生。
Let's please turn to chapter 12 that talks about the whole life.
那就到第八节。
Let's please read verse 8.
这些用这个人呢，这形象。
And use the form of man.
就从年幼的时候，年轻就是有作为、有力气来经营一切事的时候。
Talks about how when you are still young, you still have the strength to manage all things.
应该要记住，我们每一个要记住，要应该纪念神。
That we should all remember God.
纪念造物主，纪念造你的主。
We should remember the God that created us.
然后我们在地的，在身，在此地此时此地，就要去服侍神。
So that we need to serve God right away.
所以不管底下，你看十二章第二节以下。
So if we read from chapter 12 from beginning verse 2,
他用自然现象描写人的感官啊、五官啊、身体了、力气会衰竭。
He uses a natural phenomenon to describe the process of man, how it will grow weak.
譬如说你眼睛好像日光月光一样闭下来无光。
And how it talks about how like your eyes, where if you close, then you will not see the light.
或者是像第三节说的，你孤单的就守在一个冷清清的房子里头，一个老人家。
And just or in verse 3 talks about how a lonely elderly in the house,
手在发抖了。
That your hand trembles.
那等下大家都会在外头唱歌的时候，你现在不能唱了，不能爬到高处了。
And when everybody is singing outside, you are not able to sing anymore.
那你在这个第九节说，你杏树开花，它白头发好像花一样开出来的。
And just like verse 9 talks about almond tree, grows just like the white hair on your head.
那你这时候没有点力气。
At this time, you have no strength left.
连一个蚱蜢，那个跳虫，你要乱拿它都没有办法力气再举起来。
You don't even have the strength to grab a grasshopper.
因为你要归回到 eternal home 这土地去。
Because you are about to return to the eternal home.
就好像那瓮水瓮，这 cistern 那水瓮打破了，没有办法再复原了。
Just like a vessel that has been broken.
就是第六节说的。
Just like mentioned in chapter 6, talked about a picture that's been shattered.
所以最后是尘土，这个 clay, 这亚当嘛，亚当，亚当啊，这个亚当要回到亚当去。
Just so at the end, we were returned to dust.
To dust. 然后还是虚空。
And all is still in vanity.
好，那这个时候只有要一个找人，我们以后身后这个人到哪里去？
So after us, where will we go?
要归向终极的那个归宿 ，ultimate home.
We will return to the ultimate home.
那就是神那边。
And that is the place of God.
所以最后他就最后再肯定做一个学，就是一个最后的结语。
So at the end, he made a conclusion.
十三节
，verse 13,
这些事都听了
，that all things stopped.
都看了
，that all things he heard and saw.
心都感悟到了
，that he had felt it with his
那你就要敬畏神。
Then you need to fear God.
第一个敬畏神，这个 piety 或者 fear God.
So the first priority is to fear God.
Devotion. 那你就也要遵守他的诫命。
And then we need to keep his
commandments. 就要这样欢乐追求幸福是你的份儿。你现在敬畏神，守他的命令也是你的份儿。
Just like it was your duty to enjoy and have happiness, it is also your duty to fear God.
那因为人做的业，你要受他的孽。
And because what you do, you need to, you will also be, you also need to receive.
你有什么种什么因，就什么果。
What you sow, you need to reap.
这是人间很鲜明的一个因果报应律。
And this is a very clear karma in this world.
啊哈，就说一个，就说 causality， 一个叫做 law of retribution.
This is a law of retribution.
记得你用功就有好成绩，你那坐实三空。
And yes, if you work hard, then you will be able to receive things.
暴食暴饮伤害自己身体。
And if you eat without control, then you will hurt your body.
为非作歹就会受刑罚和神的律法的审判。
And if you do wicked things, then you will be punished by the law.
这是一定的道理。
This is a rule.
所以人要待人以善，要敬畏神，要有爱心，要有信心，也是最必然的。
So man needs to treat others with kindness and needs to fear the Lord. This is much.
神最终会审问，或者你自己要盖棺论定的时候就审问你的。
Because once you are buried, then God will judge you.
啊，或者你要盖棺论定了 ，before you, the coffin is closed.
And before we close the coffin.
那你这个善人坏人大概就定局了。
And then you.Being a good or bad man will be determined.
那将来还有神的审问。
And then the God will be judging you.
所以这个就是啊，传道人的智慧。
So this is the wisdom of the preacher.
人生纵然是虚空。
That all life is in vanity.
纵然好像云，好像烟，好像这影子。
That like we're like the wind, like the smoke.
哦，但是这些都没有关系。
But this is fine.
因为我们像提摩太书所说的，持定永生。
Because we are like in the book of Timothy mentioned that
hold on the eternal life.
That we need to hold on to the eternal life.
那你就有持定神给你的信仰。
So that we can hold on to the faith that God gives us.
那你就不属于这个人间。刚才就传道书所说这些消极、负面的这些无望的、愁烦的这些局面了。
And if so, we will not be part of these negative things that we just talked about in Ecclesiastes.
好，我们今天上午就查考到这。
And this will conclude our morning service.
总意就是说要敬畏神，守他的命令。
Conclusion is that we need to fear God and follow His commandments.
我们种什么因，收什么果，一定的。
That what we sow will be what we reap.
好，唱诗。
Please sing him.
439.
Please sing 439.